I should know. By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be
a real Norm Stiley. Love them and leave them fast. Did you, Kevin, did you see that? Did I send you that article about Paisley Park?
I've been able to find the time to dive into it, but I've done deep dives on Paisley Park in the past. It's utterly fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's a really good article. I'd highly recommend it to all of you who haven't seen it, think of the New Yorker. I'd also highly recommend this here Friday edition of TBTL. It's our summer show, Cartaculars. A little bit of summer programming for us so we can take a break and still entertain you. Coming to you from the lanai outside of the offices of Walsh, Walsh
that
and Doormat.
That is way too fancy. I don't even like calling this a roof deck.
I don't even actually know what a lanai is.
A veranda? Can we say veranda?
Veranda might be more accurate than lanai. That's Longshirt and Cobra over there. Andrew right. Walsh, hello.
That's me, hello.
And that's Camaro Kev. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
From the Stack of Dimes podcast. So we are talking about memorable cars this week and next week on the show. We're going to get Genevieve out here at some point, too, which will be, I think, a big improvement in everybody's experience. Yesterday, though, we ended the show on a bit of a cliffhanger, and that was, just to update you, Andrew was home one day as a youngster, and his mom and sister had been out running errands. They had presumably visited this gas station where they would get full service because they were rich.
It was the country.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
they were rich in the country.
There,
they seemed
yeah.
even more rich because it was the country.
Yeah.
And also, there was the person that worked at the gas station. There may have been something going on with them. When we left the story, Andrew's sister comes in holding slightly melted blizzards from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, so picture me playing. What was I probably playing? I was probably playing that old Nintendo game where you were like a Godzilla type of creature and you could crawl up and down the buildings and punch the windows
like
out.
Rampage?
I think it was called Rampage.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about
that. Yeah, and you had like little people. And
yeah, you could sometimes grab the people and eat them. No point to that game other than destruction, if I recall. So I'm playing.
What year do you think this was, by the way?
86 maybe. Or
so the Blizzard flavor selection very limited at the time. Probably an M&M, an Oreo cookie. And
I
that's
definitely
about
was
it.
Eating an Oreo cookie. Probably.
What do you go
Nerds,
with now?
I think were available then.
I'd go with like a cookie dough. Now I usually throw that in, or I'll get crazy. I know that Anita likes the. It's called the Extreme Chocolate Extreme Blizzard. I can get down with that.
You ever go with like a Jurassic Chomp?
I did do the Jurassic Chomp because I'm a peanut butter guy, and it was pretty darn delicious.
You didn't go with the Jurassic Chomp.
No,
did
when
you?
Andrew and I were driving through Arkansas recently, we rolled in hot to a DQ.
I heard that episode, and I was like, I tried it, not too bad.
Gave it a day in court.
I did.
All right, Andrew. So what happened? What unfolded?
So I'm sitting there playing my video game. My sister comes in, hands me a Blizzard. I'm like, yay, Blizzard! You guys surprised me with a Blizzard, but it's kind of soupy. I'm like, what's going on? And I don't see my mom. I hear my mom like on the phone, like upset. And I say to my sister, what's going on? And she tells me in a whispered voice that mom just drove away from a gas station while gas was being pumped into her car and she didn't know it. So
did that get in the blizzard? Is that why they were melting?
Yes. Essentially, I think what happened was my mom pulls into this gas station. She's waiting for the guy to come out and say, what do you want? And then for her to say, fill her up. I think this time the guy just figured, oh, there it is. It's Barbara. We'll just fill up I'll just fill it up. We do this all the I know this dance. So without telling my mom, starts filling up the car, walks away from the car. You know, back in the day, you could kind of automatically just like leave that thing in the locked position while your car was filling up.
You still can if you wedge your keys in there, which is what I do.
And some of them actually still have it built in. My mom is waiting around wondering, come on, where is this guy? Where is this guy? I don't have time for this stuff.
These blizzards are melting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I got groceries probably. And so she pulls away from the gas station apparently. And keep in mind, like, I'm only recalling this story from when it happened. I haven't, like, fact-checked this with my family since I've been an adult, but I think my mom got kind of far down the road, maybe, before she realized something was weird with her car. And, like, she just drove away from the gas station with the nozzle still in there and just pulled the hose out and was just driving down the street with a nozzle and hose.
I've done that twice, by the way.
Now, the way you told this, was it because she was angry? Like, I'm just driving off with this thing in? Or did she just not realize?
She's sitting there waiting for the guy to come and ask her what she wants so she can say, fill her up. The guy just knew what she wanted, so didn't bother asking. She didn't see him go and attach it.
Oh, got it.
She's just like waiting
and waiting. She was not intentionally driving away with it.
No, and then she's like, well, I guess he's not coming. Maybe I'll come back tomorrow. Drives away. I love to picture this from somebody else's perspective, like watching my mom just drive away.
Right, right.
But wait, are you serious? Like, talk about anticlimactic. That was my big story, Luke. You've done this twice?
Oh, yeah. Minimum of twice.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if they did. Maybe they didn't have this in Valley Center, Ohio. But the gas pumps now are they're segmented. So those things just pop off.
Oh.
Now I didn't know that.
I did this in L.A. once. I was gassing up. I forgot that the thing was in there. Drove away. It popped off.
But you weren't. The gas wasn't actually being pumped at the time, so that's good.
No, the gas. Well,
you would have pumped it yourself.
That's probably why these things pop off.
Yeah,
they're like, you know what I mean. It's like so that the
probably
thing that
closes
the,
off.
Yeah, I'm sure it makes sure that you don't have gas flying everywhere. I don't know if the gas was still flowing or not because clearly I had forgotten that the pump was in my car.
Yeah,
so I hadn't gotten out and stopped it myself. Maybe it had stopped just because it had filled up, but. That guy was really mad at me because he said that because he wanted me to pay him money. And I was like, why? And he said, because he popped it back on.
So you realize this right away. You start to pull away and you feel it. And so you stop. You don't get out.
I think he came running out or something.
Okay.
I didn't get far.
OK.
And then he popped it back on.
So he like fixed it like the safety thing that it did its thing.
Clicked it back on. Nice. And I was like, oh, great. That's really thanks, man. And he was like, yeah, but. In order to use this pump again, they have to come out and inspect it, and that's like $100.
I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too, but I also kind of didn't believe him, so I think I gave him $50.
And you also believe that you wanted $100.
Well,
I didn't want to give
$100. It felt weird because there wasn't any paperwork associated. It was this like informal deal. Well, I was supposed to give this guy $100.
Yeah.
Just believe, yeah, right.
As a matter of fact, the fact that you gave 50 is actually kind of like you could have just said, "Here's my name and number. If you want to bill me, like send me the documentation of what it is, and we can do this the right way."
The fact that he was okay with the 50 was
makes me think.
Yeah, right.
It was a shipping and handling fee. Yeah,
yeah,
for that.
Right.
So, but I bet you that wasn't the case in your mom's day. Probably they didn't have that kind of technology yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I had more details at this point. I wasn't really planning on telling the story. I kind of just remembered it. So I don't know if – because this would have been a very – like this would have been in the 80s, but also rural 80s. Like kind of like the station has probably had not changed since the 70s
sure.
at the very least or 60s. So it would have been like a very, you know, kind of out in the middle of nowhere kind of gas station. So, yeah, I don't know if it started pouring gasoline all over the place. But there must have been some sort of a negotiation because the ice cream was melted. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't a quick like my mom had to get into it with the gas station. I don't know how much of a disaster it ended up being.
So with this gas station, could she have self-pumped if she wanted to? Or was this the type of gas station where you were not allowed to? Like they full-serviced it and that was that?
You know, I know this is how this is going to make me sound, but I don't really know. Like growing up, my family always did full service.
Because it seems like it was because I don't know if your mom went there and like, okay, they're not going to come out and service me,
right.
then I'm just going to pull away. I know.
I remember.
But that's the correct way of explaining
it.
I don't.
Yeah, I remember being a kid, and I had this when we lived in Seattle, actually not far from where you live these days, Camaro, and around the corner was this kid, Aaron, and his mom was named Monique, and she was a some kind of a cosmetologist, and I thought she was the most beautiful woman who'd ever lived. She probably was.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair. Smoked Virginia Slims.
Mm. She's come a long way, baby.
Just like she was like the most glamorous female lady I'd ever. She's, you know, she's probably 25.
She had headshots done at Yen Louie.
Yeah,
exactly. I know. Yeah.
She dated a guy
one block from here.
She dated a dude who worked at the Ben Bridge in the mall. This guy named Mike.
Bridge.
America's jeweler, Ben Bridge.
Hey, that's not bad.
Was it American?
Yeah.
Your personal jeweler.
That's funny.
Ben Bridge.
Here we are on a roof, just like the B sharp.
Oh my God. Baby on board.
Hey, human fly here.
Hey, I like that you worked him into the newsletter.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I thought you'd like that.
Anyway. I thought she was quite glam. But it's funny, too, because when you're your perspective when you're a kid versus as an adult looking back on it, first of all, she seemed incredibly beautiful, incredibly wealthy, and I assumed, I don't know how old she was, maybe she was 80 in my mind as a kid. Now I look back on it, she was a single mom. She had this kid who was kind of an asshole, let's be honest. Peace and love, Aaron. Just kind of a miscreant. And then she's like dating a guy who worked at the Ben Bridge in the mall. Probably wasn't the manager. She was living in a kind of pretty, I think, a pretty humble abode. She was probably 23. Like,
right,
her life
right.
was not what I thought her life was from the perspective of being a five-year-old,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But I remember one time we were going somewhere and her pulling up and getting gas and going full serve. And I was just like, I mean, what's even happening right now? Side note, I bet you full serve would cost you an extra 30 cents at the
yeah,
end of the
right.
deal. But it was, to me, just like, I couldn't believe this was even an option. I don't think they even offer full serve anymore in Washington State, do they? Full service?
I don't know the last time I'd seen a place that, like, openly offers it. But I would assume that if you're someone who can't do it yourself,
right.
through, like, you, they probably legally have to be able to do it, I would assume, right?
Well, what is the second time that this happened to you?
Second time it happened to me was up in...
Valley City, Ohio.
Yep. It was the 1980s. A lady in front of me had just done it, so I figured
that's was fun.
That's yeah. how you dismount just, here.
Just give it a shot.
Second time was in Edmonds,
mm.
when you get off the ferry.
Yeah.
And you drive up, and I'd stopped and I'd gotten some gas. And same thing, I just kind of was spacing out. I have that problem. I'll sometimes be listening to, I'll be very engaged in something on the radio or whatever, and I'll just forget. I mean, I haven't done it anymore after that. I think that one cured me of it.
So do you get in, so you like start the gas pump, leave it in lock position, then get and sit in your car?
And that's part of the problem. I think I remember I was specifically listening to a Mariners game.
Okay.
As I am wont to do. And I think I was really like, you know, listening intently. And so, yeah, my mistake is getting back in the car.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that.
Yeah, I'm too chicken to do that.
You think the car might blow up?
No, I've had it spill over before, though. If you leave it in a locked position, I've had it, like, it just
oh, really?
Depends on if it's, you know, it hasn't happened in a long time, but, like,
I also,
it's not a fun deal
I'm
to
laughing
deal with.
Because I also leave the car running, which makes my wife crazy.
Really?
She's like, she refuses to let me do that. But when it's just me, I leave the car running.
Really?
I'm sitting in the car.
Why?
Because I crave death's sweet embrace. Because I'm trying to hasten the end of my life.
I don't think there's any real problem with it. It's like the whole thing with talking on your cell phone. I think they just tell you that because they don't want you to do it.
Exactly.
So, you know,
this is like, my feeling. My
theory. But why leave it running? Like, I don't know.
Do you even put your phone on airplane mode?
Not when I'm filling up. No, because you know what? If it's cold out, if it's
oh, right.
freezing
okay.
and you want to
okay.
be warm in the car,
sure.
or if it's super hot and you want to be cold, it is more, or if you're listening to the radio, I mean, I guess mm-hmm. the battery will power that. But the comfort level in the car is elevated if the car is still running. And so I assume, by the way, this is, I can hear the listeners tuning out even as I speak because people are like, yeah, but what about everybody else at the gas station if your car catches on fire? But I just feel like there's enough safety. Mm-hmm.
And also for them, it's a great story.
That's yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They can start their own podcast.
Yeah, talk about that.
All right, let's do this. We got to take a quick break. We can wrap this up on the subject of dangerous gas station moves when we come back. Then we'll talk more about
cars.
I make gas station moves. I don't know. You're the expert on Cardi B lyrics, Andrew. Quick break, and then we'll be back with more TBTL in a moment. Andrew, you want to take it from here?
Yeah. Oh, just you want me to sing along with it?
Yeah, just rap over
sure.
it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I have actually been working on some verses. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know what, though? Maybe we should do that on after these messages. Genevieve would be mad if I...
The other podcast?
Yeah, if I mess... You know, like if I...
That's the podcast for that.
Yeah, that's right. That's on mission for after these messages.
Welcome back to the TBTL Summer Show, Cartacular Specials. It's a Friday edition of the show. Luke here with Andrew and our friend Camaro Kev from the Stack of Dimes podcast. Just doing a reset. Just doing a good old-fashioned reset.
Yep. In case, you know, people might be tuning in.
Sure, absolutely. Sure,
just caught it right in the middle.
Sweep so that quarter hour.
What time is it? Is it 44 minutes past the hour?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sweep the quarter hour, create some benchmarks.
Keep that TSL strong.
God, our TSL is off the charts. Problem is our QM is down.
I haven't talked about TSL in so long. You can't tell TSL with a podcast. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what your time spent listening is.
No.
Listen for 2 seconds. Give me that download and move on.
That's it.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Well, nice having you here.
You were looking at me so disappointedly.
No, it's just the sunglasses make it seem that way. By the way, we're on Andrew's roof, which is why I'm wearing sunglasses.
And you have a bad back, so you're standing.
I know,
like,
I know.
Intermittently, but Kevin and I are sitting. Yeah. So you were standing there holding the microphone in one hand and with your one arm akimbo.
Which is
honestly
looking
down
at
me
because
sunglasses.
It makes my back hurt less than my arm being placed in a very stern position.
And I just said, I don't care about time spent listening. I look up at you and you're just like looking down
well,
at
you
me with
what?
Your arm
that's,
akimbo.
That's a good way to get our podcast canceled, young man. You know,
head.
This podcast is what puts food on this table.
Why is there no food on this table?
This podcast is what buys us blizzards. Yes. All right, Andrew, let's. We've got a little more time left in this episode. Do you want to? Do you have any other?
Well, I guess my second
Walsh-related car stories.
I mentioned earlier that the first three cars I bought were consecutively less money each time.
Can I just say that? Is really weird and perfectly scans in my mind with how – I don't want to sound like I'm not trying to be too broad here or generalize too much about your life. But that actually totally fits – like I feel like you don't – you are not a car person in that if you could not have a car, you would. Like you guys actually have a kind of a nice car now because it's – you know, it's a good car and Genevieve uses it and you use it occasionally. But, like, the idea that you've been paying less for your cars up until recently, that makes sense because I feel like you've become less and less of a car person.
The only thing I really cared about was that first vehicle. Like I said, I was, like, a late-stage hippie, or that's not the right way of putting it. You know, I was one of those 90s hippie guys, so I wanted my – I liked the idea of, like, having a VW bus or something, which I never did have. But I liked my little hippie – what I turned into, like, a little hippie van with my Dodge Caravan. But aside from that, like, even today, like – when people talk cars, like, every single car that was made since 1998 looks alike to me, with the exception of, like, the boxy kind of bread box cars I like. That's why I like Scions. Or what are those ridiculous cars that they started making in the late 90s? Something T, right? What is the car that...
What?
What's the one... Like, all cars looked alike until they started making these goofy-looking cars that almost seemed like a throwback.
PT Cruiser?
PT Cruiser,
oh,
right.
Okay.
Like, sorry. God, I'm sorry.
You like PT Cruisers?
No, I actually don't like those, but I'm just saying
it's
I can
like an
tell...
old throwback
if,
roadster
if I
or something,
see,
right?
Yeah,
right.
It's like a Dick Tracy, something from Dick Tracy.
Or something, right. It'd be, on the, it'd be on the cover of a Beach Boys album.
Yeah.
Right, right. Like a bad Beach Boys album from the
You know
90s.
What it looks like? It looks like a street rod.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, ZZ Top comes out of that.
I'm not familiar with their work. I would be, but somebody ruined it for me when we were out hitchhiking. I wanted to get in the Eliminator, and they digstowned it.
Said, I don't know, man. There's something in one of those beards. but anyway, yeah, you're right. I cannot tell cars apart. I don't care about them that much. But I did have affection for, or I guess my affection grew for my second vehicle, which was, I think I drove my first vehicle basically into the dirt. Like, it was that 86 Dodge Caravan. I had it up until around the time, I was probably like halfway through college or something. Oh, that's right, because I used to drive that thing back and forth from Kent to Cleveland. For a while there, I don't know if this is interesting, but I'll roll with it. For a while there...
You're getting the spirit of these specials.
It was actually my van that made me kind of ultimately skip a semester in college. Not skip ahead because I was smart, but like put the brakes on my college career for just a semester to get my finances in order.
Whoa.
Because like I said, I was very lucky. Like I'm not trying to make it sound like I was like super broke kid. My parents were paying my tuition, which was great, but I had to pay for my rent, and I told them I lived
off campus.
You
got full service. You were like George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
You didn't even know how much groceries cost.
That's right. I was like, they have these robots checking me out of the grocery store. But I was responsible for car, any kind of car-related costs, my housing.
Top ramen
costs.
Like
they didn't pay for my, this off... this $425 a month apartment I lived in. So I was driving my minivan home one time, and it broke down. And I mean, I went through so many breakdowns with this minivan. It got to the point where I was ranking how good of a breakdown it was. And I remember this last breakdown was great. I think it was Kearns Road exit, right near my parents. I've just been driving about an hour and 15 minutes late on a Sunday night, heading back to Cleveland. And for some reason, it broke down right near my parents' exit. And I was like, well, that's pretty good. They're relatively close. I called them somehow. Didn't have a cell phone. I must have had to go to a gas station or whatever. The van sat there, I think, for a full weekend, like, on the off-ramp until I was able to, like, somehow get it towed. And the cost for repair, it wasn't a huge thing, but it's like I had blown through all that savings I told you about a few episodes ago. Like, it was gone. I blew it on rent and beer and stuff in college. And I was like, you know what? I think I just need to take, like, a semester off, work for my dad, and get this van fixed. What ended up happening was I think I ended up selling the van, or actually scrapping it, because it was not sellable at this point. And my stepmom's father, so my—
Did you keep the seats for furniture, though, after you got rid
of it? I did, because it was already the seat, and the middle seat in my van was already my couch in my room. Oh, well, quick little addendum on that. As a matter of fact, years, I think 2 years later, when I'm actually, I got rid of that couch and I put it next to a dumpster in the apartment complex I worked in, and I was done with it. I'm an adult now. I don't need that.
Yeah.
About a year later on move-out day, when all the college kids move out again, I saw it there again. I had tried to dump this thing at the dumpster, and somebody in my complex saw it and was like, that would make a good couch, took it back into College Towers and used it for a year,
wow.
And then I saw it thrown away again. Same ketchup stain.
It's like, it's wow. Really.
Right, like it was the
it's
real
like
deal.
It's matter. It cannot be destroyed.
Yes. That couch is still in Kent right now.
Yes.
Well, it's Kent. They probably burned it at some point at a party. Anyway, so I bought, my next car was a 1983. Notice the cars are getting older, too.
That's what I'm saying. You're like,
83 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme from my step-grandfather.
Newman's parents had a Cutlass Supreme.
Those were a comfortable ride.
Those were a really comfortable.
Those were like riding on a couch.
It was like...
And they hovered.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You guys know. Yes. And this was the car, I think I drove it a little bit in college. I don't remember that well, but it's the car that I brought to New Hampshire with me. My dad, God bless this guy.
Bob Walsh.
I leave Kent in the winter. I think it was actually right around New Year's. It was right before New Year's Day, late December. And I'm moving from Ohio to New Hampshire. And it didn't occur to me until years later what kind of an emotional journey this was for my dad, too. You know, like me moving away so far away. For me, I was just like, I'm done with college. I'm moving away now. Yay,
yeah.
Right? But my dad rented a U-Haul for me, packed up my entire apartment little thing, put it in the back of a U-Haul, and then put this car, this big-ass boat of a car, on a hitch or on like a rented
trailer,
and drove through the wintry mountains of like New England to get me to my new home. And like it got hairy at times.
I never
drove once. And we're like going through the Green Mountains of Vermont, pulling this giant boat of a car. And then I had it in Concord for a long time and did a lot of driving between Boston and New Hampshire and that thing. And like you said, that thing just floated.
It did, yeah.
You didn't do what my family would do, which is you just tie a chain to it, and then somebody has to be in the car hitting the brakes, trying to not crash into the car
that
in front of it.
So scary.
Oh, my God.
I got to say, though, we are lucky that that thing made it, that it didn't, like, we were going through snowstorms, like, windy, almost like, what do you call them, cutbacks? Is that what you call
switchbacks?
It? Switchbacks.
Dipsy-doos, the whole nine yard.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I love that car. And that's what I quoted Genevieve in.
Why don't they make cars like that anymore? Like, I remember the Mummy's parents had I've already referenced it during these shows, but they had a station wagon that was called the Country Squire. I can't remember who made it. It had fake wood paneling. There was a real trend where we wanted everyone to think cars were made out of wood.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be cool if this car was made out of wood?
Yeah, I like your car, but it'd be better if it had fake wood on the side
of it. And they would we would borrow that. And we would, like, me and the Mummy and Seth Brolight and the whole crew, the whole Dunk Hoops crew, we'd get in that thing and we would drive places, and it was like riding on air. It was the most comfortable ride ever. I feel like modern cars are nice and all, but, like, have we lost? I mean, are we Does America lead the nation in comfortable car rides anymore? Are we
Ford? That was a Ford Country Squire. Later, the Ford LTD Country Squire is a line of full size station wagons.
They should make
from 1950 to 1991.
There should be more cars like that. I feel like.
Well,
that Skylark man.
You know, you want to talk about emissions and gas mileage, yeah. though.
I don't. Listen, yeah. I've personally destroyed over 2 gas stations. Do you know who you're dealing with?
What do you think gets better gas mileage? Kevin, maybe I should direct this towards you since you're Mr. Car.
Oh, my God.
You're named after a goddamn car.
So incredible that you think I know anything about cars.
Do you think a modern-day Suburban or whatever the biggest SUV out there is, 2018 model, gets better or worse gas mileage than my 1983 Cutlass Supreme?
You'd have to tell me what kind of motor's in that thing.
I can tell you right now.
Probably not.
Yeah, I bet you that the SUV gets worse mileage.
Yeah, you think so?
Because now let me just go car guy for a minute, which... Boy, I'm going to regret
this. It's going to be closer than you think.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that like the whole innovation of SUVs was that they basically put a car-like thing on a truck chassis, right? Like, and that the gas mileage, I mean, the internet could tell us the answer to this, I guess. The gas, I feel like even those old cars that we thought were real gas guzzlers, I bet you they were, well, that's not true. They weighed a lot, too.
Yeah.
All that steel.
Yeah, this car was heavy, man. And or are you talking about the old SUVs?
No, I'm thinking now. I'm jumping back and forth in my mind. What I was initially going to say is that maybe older cars were like less terrible for gas than you'd think, but I'm actually retracting that because
what year
they
was
were
that Cutlass
heavy
year?
As a mug.
Cutlass Sierra was 1983. You look up the numbers. I'm just remembering there was a car that I totally forgot about that my family had for a while. We were rich, spoiled brats, weren't we? Because my dad had a car.
By the way, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah,
I think,
but
that's
true.
One of those things that actually bothers you.
No. I mean, I think about it a lot, actually, because, we did grow up very lucky. And my parents moved to this rural, kind of poor part of the country, but they chose to do that,
but
right?
I don't think,
like, they
by the
left
way,
the city
for
to
the
be
record,
there.
My contention is not that you were a rich or spoiled kid.
Mm, but I was. I'm saying that kind of on my own.
I don't know.
Anyway, my parents both had a car of their own. And then for a while there, we had something that I totally forgot these things even existed until I think Stranger Things reminded me. We had a Blazer. Remember Blazer?
Oh, yeah. Chevy Blazer?
That was
sure.
like an original. That's kind sure. of an original SUV, right?
Oh, Ford, yeah. yeah, Ford yeah. had a Bronco and Chevy had a Blazer.
Yeah, yeah. I love that
oh,
Blazer.
Dude, I was obsessed
it was red
with
red and white.
Yeah. I wanted a Bronco. Like, I wanted an old school Bronco when I was a kid. So my dream car was my dream. When I worked at Dick's, this other guy that worked at Dick's had one. He had like a cherry, like 1970s Bronco.
Yeah.
It was just like perfect. I wanted that or I wanted an International Scout.
What is that?
Yeah, International Scout. So International made, I want to say International made like farming equipment, among other things. But they made cars or they made, but they made this kind of a, like SUV-ish car called a Scout. It was sort of a Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
it was reminiscent of like an early Jeep kind of a thing.
I had several guys in high school who had Scouts.
Oh, man. Yeah. I thought it was the most bitchin' ride of all time. And I finally found one in my price range before I bought the Honda Civic. And I had to go way out on Aurora, like north of 175th. Oh, even north of that. And it was this guy, the International Scout was being kept in like a storage locker. And he goes, there's only one problem. I swear in my mind, he like spit tobacco in between each line, which he probably didn't. There's only one problem. The gas tank's on the outside. I was like, what? He had had a problem with the gas tank. So
my car was born with its organs on the outside.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like, basically, he had had a problem with the gas tank. Or the gas line. And so he had somehow, for some reason, he'd basically improvised a gas line.
Oh, the law loves that.
Exactly. Involved a gas tank that was sitting in the back of the International Scout and was running via like a hose into the engine.
Oh, my good. God. How did that pass emissions? What did they think of that?
Well, I sold it to Norm Stiley a matter of months later.
You know what I think?
I'm looking here and I can bring up an 84 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra and there's tons of options. There's like some wagons and whatnots.
Cutlass Supreme.
Crunchwrap
it's
Supreme.
83 Cutlass Supreme.
I apologize.
Okay. Chalupa.
Look that up. I'll do some more research.
Okay.
Guys,
I was going to say... I think one of the, I don't, like we were saying before, I don't really pay much attention to cars or get excited about cars, but if I could own whatever that kind of Jeep is that they have in What About Bob, Can you picture that family vehicle they have?
Is it a Cherokee?
Yeah, I think it's one of those Cherokees in that movie.
Is that
probably
wood
came
paneled?
Out.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
There were definitely some wood paneled Cherokees
dark
out there.
Green, and I'm going to say that
Hunter
movie
Green.
Probably came out in the early 90s, so they might have had like a late 80s
if
model
you were a,
or something.
If you were if you were a successful psychiatrist taking your family out for a summer vacation, a Richard Dreyfuss-esque
Dr. Marvin. All right, I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says, sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I got to say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
Well, it's been a sweet week. You know what we'll do? We'll over the weekend, we'll get some intel on if new SUVs actually get better or worse mileage.
Let me just say this really quickly. I'll leave you with this. The closest I can find is an 85 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, depending on which style or whatever. There's 8-cylinder, 6-cylinder.
I had 8, I think. I had a big-ass engine in that.
So that looks like 15 miles per gallon city, 20 highway.
Wow.
That's pretty close to what some of these modern-day SUVs will get, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we'll do some more sleuthing over the weekend.
That's an exciting tease.
Thank you, everybody.
We got some numbers for you on
Here's
Monday.
What I'm wondering, though. I wrote a note down to myself. Should next week, I mean, I guess if I bring it up, then I should tell it, because otherwise, whatever. All of my, I mean, I have a couple of, I have the story of the woman who started screaming in the University District branch of the Bank of America as I was trying to buy a car from her, and Bank of America would not extend the loan because she didn't. Her name wasn't on the title. I've told that story on the show before. I could tell that one, but I could also tell the story of selling an RV for the mummy.
Oh, come on.
That's a good story.
Come on.
I mean,
why is that even a competition?
It's
got to be the mummy.
It's stuck with me to this day. It was quite an experience. It's not my car, but it was a trip through hell.
We'll bend the rules.
Okay, we'll widen out the parameters of these cartacular shows.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool. So listen, we're going to wrap things up for today. We'll be back here on Monday with more Imaginary Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us enjoy a little summer vacation times. Enjoy your weekend. Go Mariners. Go eat a bagel. And please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
Power out.